Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
You bastard.
Yes, sir. In my case, an accident of birth. But you, sir, you're a self-made man.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
Possum Hour. You all had a great week. And that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Night's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of brick walls and dead ends. May Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. And the writing for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Oh, yeah, I got to get back on the Church of Beer Battered Shrimp page, too. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday night, thus, Bitty Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley. Do the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Wednesday at 3:45 a.m. joined Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, a chimp named Zuckerfuck. Now on Thursday, Chunk Bluster shakes his fist in the air and mutters vague threats and obscenities. Then it's Friday night. And then weekend and stuff. And then, you know, we'll be back here on Monday. Week's worth. Worthwhile time wasting. Did I mention it was fake radio entertainment? It is. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a word from our sponsor.
Okay, Unis Travel Plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good to figure and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, call Fred, Low, Dork, 8 and 10. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking me. Petey, you did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Perfect.
I know it's perfect, Petey. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Petey, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
Is Mr. Schnittler here to see you?
Hold to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal. Good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Dork, and Dick. Dork, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Dork with Dick, Dave, and Dan. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ.
All right.
Is the thing. Oh.
Possum Hour says, suck it!
There you go.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed. That's for you. Right, here it is.
Feel aches.
All righty. Well, what's new?
Nothing much going on over here. So you guys tell us about your adventures.
Well, yeah, I've wasted a few hours trying to get my Facebook working again. I haven't totally lost hope, but
there you go.
Fortunately, I had it set up so that if you inquire at my caricature page, it answers you and says, gives you my email.
Okay. All right. There you go.
So I shouldn't lose any business there, but I don't think the page will get looked at. No new stuff. So that's really my biggest concern.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're probably getting a lot of business from that, right?
Not a lot, but enough to be worthwhile. Yeah. Don't cost nothing. So.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, an enemy of capitalism, free trade.
Yeah.
So, the other night I watched. I laughed my ass off. What night was that? Saturday.
Yeah.
And now for something completely different came by on the YouTube algorithm. And I went, I've seen that so many times. And I never really liked it. I never really appreciated it until Saturday, when I watched it Saturday. Because when I'd watch it before, I go, the sketches are better in the show.
Yeah, that's the way I always thought, too. But they had some bits to it.
But having not watched any Python for a long time, it was funny as shit stink. Oh, my God. What a dopey fucking bunch of guys, man.
I remember seeing that on the big screen.
Oh, God. The guy with the trench coat.
Yeah, the flasher?
Yeah, he's the flasher. Yeah. I gotta get me one of those trench coats, man. Man, there was some funny stuff in that, though, man. They had their best skits.
Oh, yeah.
Much.
Yeah. Funniest joke was in it, right?
Yeah, the funniest joke. Yeah. The killer joke.
Yeah.
I think they shortened it a little bit. Starts off
My favorite was always the milkman. It was only like a 2 minute sketch, but it's funny as hell.
The milkman's in it. And it starts off with, because that's how they transition into the funniest joke, I think, with the milkman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
he's writing that story. The guy who writes the killer joke. And then it opens with How Not to Be Seen, which I love.
Yeah.
How not to be seen. Please stand up. Kaboom! We learned the first lesson of being seen, not standing up.
Good stuff.
Classic. So, speaking of blowing shit up, I didn't do nothing new. I spend hours on tech support.
Recreating yourself.
All right. Where we at here? Oh, you know, when we never played Jimmy's White Christmas.
I got bias this year. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. We got Valentine's Day coming up, right?
Okay.
On the flip side.
Okay, yeah. Spin that bottle.
Spin the bottle.
So Jimmy's in there. We haven't forgotten Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I dredged this one up. It's really short. But I thought this was actually one of my better efforts, man. I was like, because I put a lot of new shit in it. I didn't do, you know, lean on the tired tropes that I pepper my blow-ups with over the last 800 years. GT says, don't blow him up. Did you see what happened to that whale on the beach that they blew up? What's funny about that? I swear to God, G, last night, my buddy Bogey texted me that video of them blowing up that whale. I swear to you.
They didn't do it again, right? I mean, this is from a while back.
Oldie but goodie.
They never saw it that. It never fucking occurred to them that it'll be blubber.
You're gonna be blowing chunks of whale into the air.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're looking at it through hindsight or not, but I think I would have assumed that.
It's like a car a mile away that's all smashed up. Big chunk of whale came hitting it.
Yeah.
Idiots.
People running for their lives. Wow. It never occurred to them.
They didn't think it was going to disappear. You know,
that's it.
She's blown up. Well, we're going to make Donny Osmond evaporate. Here we
go. There you
go.
Let's go!
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels.
Cheeks is here. We'll just start there. The roll call. Apple Cheeks is here. Like I said, there was no. I don't know if it was maliciousness directed at me, or a random victim of maliciousness, or whatever the fuck. But locked out of my profile. We're going to work on it, hopefully. Still there, man. There's hope.
There.
Remember the last time I got kicked off of Facebook? Boom. I was out the dough. Nothing. No peels, no.
No?
Thing. Not new.
Oh, that was that Santa Claus shitting in the chimney thing.
But no, Santa Claus wasn't. You're remembering that wrong, man.
Okay.
So Santa Claus, it was a cute little painting of Santa Claus delivering a possum down the chimney.
Oh, okay. I thought he was sitting down the chimney.
No.
You know,
no,
the
no.
old cartoon.
It wasn't
dirty.
It wasn't dirty.
Yeah.
And
what was like, all the comments?
It had like 800 comments or something.
Uh-huh. People put a battle going on.
And then I wrote my PM to the Virginian lady.
Yeah.
And I sent it. And then I looked at it again, you know, what I just sent, just to reread
yeah.
it again.
Yeah.
I really wanted it to look professional and nab that interview. And then my fucking profile just disappears.
Oh,
boom. I'm like, what? Yeah, that was weird.
God, man.
Yeah, shit happened. Anyway, becoming apple cheeks.
That's when I started Grenache. Because that was a possum a la page.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of lived on that page. I didn't use my regular page. I mean, Dr. Cake is here, though.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be shame without Dr. Cake.
Same Skippy.
Thank you for coming. I've got kitties on my news feed. All's right in the world. You know? It's true.
There you go.
All right, what do we want here? Some horns?
Hey.
What is that? The hell is that? Oh, Around the World in 80 Days. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. All righty. Hey, coming cake? Oh, says he remembers the Santa post. Man. I'm going to talk about some vitriol, you know? I mean, that was pure hatred and vileness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Display. It's crazy.
People are putting personal stuff in there, like phone numbers. People, you know,
I know.
Calling out people.
I
yeah.
I know. It was toxic as fuck, man.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a good idea. It's probably why they blew up the page, man. Just because.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Got to go. Boom.
Uh-huh. They were in the right.
All right. And Applecheeks, Dr. Cake, and Ford Prefect. So glad to see him here tonight. He and you, Gumby, were the first people I caught up with there on the...
There you go.
And then Ford told me he and I have known each other for, what did he say, 18 years?
Yeah, that's
years.
About right, huh?
Wow. That's mind-blowing, man.
You knew Ford before me. I'm pretty sure of that. With the fringe? It might have been close, but my guess is Ford.
No, I think I knew you first.
Oh, okay.
It's Chili Billy.
Of the fringe. Yeah, Chili Billy, yeah. Watching your movies, man. I love it.
Another page that got kicked off of Facebook. Well, not really for Facebook.
Yeah.
Chili Billy kicked me off of Facebook. Bastard.
I think you could have got away with James Papa.
I know, but Chili Billy, man. Show respect. even if he is a cocksucker. Let's see. Yeah, how about this one? Thank you for coming forward. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
All your additions to our share. 17 years since 2007. Wow. 2007. I still had hair, and some of it was dark. Yikes.
Yeah, those were the days.
Gee. Didn't feel like shit every day?
I was shitting solid. Still running and shot. I can't go on like this. Something's got to give.
98.6, yes, is the normal temperature for a human being. GT says he has more hair on his chest than he does on his head. Speaking of GT, there is GTO, GT Trenton.
Okay.
Strongest man on the internet.
GT Trenton.
Yes, sir. More hair on his chest. On his head. I'm getting close to equal. Ford, I hope you feel better, buddy.
Yes.
He says he ain't feeling so good. Getting old sucks, but, you know, the alternative, right? Hey. I remember when Bobo got elected, I was saying, yeah, my hair is looking kind of like Captain Dildo, his vice president, Pence. Man, I ain't even in that. I've lost so much hair lately, last, like, 2 years. It is just, like, taking off.
I'd be going with it.
Deal with it. It is what it is, man.
Easier to maintain now. You know, I haven't owned a comb in 25 years.
Well, I left enough up there to comb, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I don't know.
Sad state of affairs, I said. Yes, I'm gonna say. All right. Well, that's why I got the hat.
Oh, yeah. You got to wear a hat. Hat's better than a hair any day.
You got the hat. I'm a hat guy now.
It's the way to go.
Yeah. You got to have a hat. Thanks for coming, GT.
GTO.
Chicken noodle soup? Uh-oh. He's throwing chicken noodle soup around the lounge. Oh, Ford does say he's feeling better tonight. Oh, that's good.
Oh, good, good. Good to hear. Good.
I didn't want to see a note from Epstein's mother tonight. I really didn't. I'm looking forward to spending this possum hour with you. Thank you, coming, GT. And there's our old pal, Hope.
Look at his eyes.
So, what, you were chaperone in a dance the other night? That had to be an interesting experience.
Got up there and did a little boogie himself, I'm sure. These kids had to dance, baby. Show them some moves.
Chicken garlic noodle soup. That sounds good, GT. I haven't had any soup.
A little garlic on anything.
Oh, he DJ'd it. He DJ'd it.
Oh, he DJ'd it. Oh, okay.
Sweet. That's right.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go. He's got the record collection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that had to be fun. And it'd be loads of fun.
What's,
you got to do that
DJ
on the side,
name?
Man.
Got to ask him what's
his DJ
name. You
need a sidekick doing that for, like, weddings and shit, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. I hate those guys.
Bring in some scratch.
99% of them I can't stand. Yeah, the guy the other night, Friday night, wasn't bad. Had a wall between me and him, though, so.
All right, there you go.
Laughed directly into my ears. I think he was reading the crowd a little better than in the past. I've done this party for years, and so a couple of times they had the music up so damn loud. I even thought about it walking in. but I had valet park and I couldn't go back to my car, right? And because I left my earmuffs, my sound blockers in the trunk. But anyway, didn't need them. Still haven't used
lucked
them.
Out. But lucked out.
Carry them around. I'm ready. They coming up. Not that it'll do any good. My ears ring now. All the time. Sucks. Alrighty. Well, and, oh, hovering above the lounge in his double-barreled.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What is it? A double-barreled flying Duesenberg. There you go. Super Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. The Boss of Lounge! Yes.
With your super host, Commodore Zachary.
As the Beaver.
The atomic bomb may go off and blow me high in the sky. I'm sure that wouldn't change the way I love you. I'm gonna love you till I die. Chlorine gas may spread around, burn my lungs to a crisp. Oh, I'm sure that wouldn't change the way I love you. I guess I'm fascinated by your lisp. Love and tears go together. Baby, I'll stick to you in hot weather. The war may come and kill us all, or you could get run over by a car. What's the use of worrying? You can't change it no matter what you do. That's how things are. You're lovely. You're so warm and alive. If you had the mumps, baby, don't you know I'd love all your little bumps. Tell me. Baby, say that you love me too.
You gotta love Jack Sheldon.
Why wasn't he bigger?
I have no idea, man.
Man.
Only you know, like, for those cartoons for kids, that stuff he was doing. That's basically what he's really known for.
And Dragnet.
Well.
You do a lot of Dragnet.
Most people don't. Uh-huh. Don't Dragnet a lot as a hippie.
He's on a... The one that, next day in school, they showed in the afternoons on reruns. Junior high and next day in school, everybody's talking about the one where the baby girl drowns in the bathtub because they're smoking doobies out in the living room.
Yeah.
That was Jack Sheldon. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, where's Robin, man? Where Where's Robbie? Where's Robbie? Where's Robbie?
Oh, man. Another marijuana-related death.
Yeah. They did not like marijuana in Dragnet. They did not like
I think
like
they
it.
Ended it with a close-up of one of their hands holding the bag of weed and strangling it. Hey, you dirty weed, you. Another marijuana-related death.
There you go.
The classic, man. And then Sean probably went out and smoked a dube right after that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, jazz musician, you know, he's
fucking
smoking.
Jazz musician, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did the best rendition of Rocky Raccoon I ever heard. I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've been,
Better than the Beatles.
I've been doing a lot of YouTubing.
Yep.
This one guy called Beard Meets Food. You ever seen this?
No.
Holy shit. This guy has a big black beard. He's an English bloke.
Yeah.
Kind of a skinny guy. And he goes in and he eats these like 800-pound steaks, you know. In one sitting, you have to do it and all this.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. Oh, God. It's pretty amazing. Because you just watch him eat this food, and it's just, wow, look at this shit. And then I watched a couple of those, and then they showed me Katrina Eats Kilos. She's even maybe more amazing, because she's just a little gal.
Yeah.
Nothing to her. And she's, what did she put down? I watched her do one all the way through. I can't remember now, but she had to wash it down with this fucking gallon, or liter of beer she had to finish.
Oh, I'm in love.
And she chugged it pretty quick, man. She saved that to the end. And I think it took her three big long draws. And
okay.
She was done. I think I remember what she ate, man. That was, anyhow. Katrina Eats Kilos. And then, of course, I watched. It's so pathetic, man. I'm wasting my time on Earth. Limited as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Lawn care porn.
There you go.
I'm sitting here, freezing my ass off inside the house. So these guys doing the yards and shit. We go around for free, fixing up people's shitty yards. It's pretty cool. It's satisfying to watch the, you know, and at the end, it's all cleaned up. Hey. Oh, but I did catch, today I saw The Survivors with Robin Williams and Walter Matthau.
I never cared for that movie.
You didn't? It grows on you, man.
Yeah.
It's Jerry Reed, man. Jerry Reed makes the movie.
Oh, yeah. Never really cared for it. Never got it.
Yeah. It wasn't that funny.
Great cast.
I don't know. What's that?
Great cast.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could do a quickie.
Yeah, do a quickie.
Right. What do we got quickie
with? Oh, somebody's got to do a run. It's a nice quickie. All right.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a quickie. Which one, no man? Oh, that's a good one. Here we go.
Well, I'm a beer drinking daddy with the beer drinking blues. I love you, baby, and that is true. Well, I'm so drunk I can hardly stand. I got a quart of beer in my right hand. With money in my pocket looking neat, I started out the record to beat. Just about the tenth quart I lost the blues. Just a beer drinking daddy with nothing to lose. thought she'd never stop. Well, she's my honey and I love her dear, but she don't want me to drink beer. Well, the bugging eyes, wobbling knees, one more quart, honey, please. If you love me, you'll understand that I want beer, I'm a beer drinking man. Couldn't see her anywhere. With a gentle hand she stroked my head. I looked up at her and this I said, I'm a beer drinking daddy with a beer drinking blues. I love you baby and that is true. Before I die I'll raise my hand, I'll drink more beer than any man.
Alright. Yeah. That was alright. The beauty.
And it, and it ties in with the little babe drinking all the beer. I like it. There you go.
They're talking about 70s clothes, what they wear in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Jake said bell bottoms. I says tie-dye. What else?
The puffy sleeves.
I guess there was some puffy sleeves action going on.
Uh-huh.
Vests. Vests were very big. Platform shoes for men and women.
Yeah. I know I had a pair.
I did, too. I wore them, like, once, and everybody made fun of me, and I put them in the closet. They looked stupid.
Yeah. Multicolored trousers. That was a big thing. Like,
yeah.
Pants, red pants, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. And, Chuck Taylor sneakers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, because me and Gunn, you graduated 78, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we graduated in the 70s, man. Wow.
There you go.
That was a pretty cool decade to be a teenager, I have to admit.
That was a damn good decade to be a teenager.
Damn, the music and the
music.
Way
and
the culture was changing and everything that was going on, my God, that was fun.
Uh-huh.
It was a cool time to be alive.
Great year for flex, too, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 70s movies.
Oh, yeah. They were some cop movies, man. It was like it was filmed right on the street without anyone knowing it. Actually, that was good shit.
Yeah. He wore a square-toed cowboy boots and combat boots. I got a pair of boots.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bogey brought them over. He found them at the thrift store. Fit like a glove, man.
There you go.
Looking great, man. Steel toes? No, they have steel toes. I don't know. They're rugged boots, though. They're work boots, man. Wear them on a shovel of snow.
I worked at a place where we had to have steel-toed shoes. I didn't care
much
for them.
I've had those guys, but they're not comfy shoes.
No.
I like a nice New Balance. Something like that. I need to get one of them trench coats, you know? Hey, say goodnight, Jim. Goodnight, Jim.
Well, instead of boo, and they just have a picture of Bobo over your
over my schmangy.
Yeah, flash people with that.
Did you see him over the weekend, man? He was like, isn't it?
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I think he's going mad. All right, once again, getting to amass an impressive collection of 3 minutes you'll never get back. Because, you know, I'll upload something and something will come across my attention. And,
Always something.
We had a request tonight.
Oh, nice.
Kind of a Jimmy Buffett type thing.
All right.
Not Jimmy Buffett, but...
Yeah.
You could wear a Hawaiian shirt while you listen to it.
Yeah. I got plenty of those.
Nice tropical drink. Mango, perhaps. Mango. Mango for the professor.
Mango.
Mango. Mango.
Put an umbrella.
Mango frappe. Well, that's all I have to say about that.
Wait on it.
All righty then. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Well, I've been horny here lately.
It's been a while since I've smashed.
So I drove down to the tavern to find a quick piece of ass. There wasn't any ladies in there. So then I wrote a note. I slipped it in the women's bathroom. And well, this is what I wrote. If you like penis colada, rotten dick in the rain, giving head at the movies while people stare and complain. If your color shaves and smells good, then I'd love to get a taste. So here's my number, hit me up, girl, and come sit on my face. Two or three days passed by, then I got a call from a woman named Amber, who found my note in the stall. She said I was drinking Captain and stumbled upon her note. And right now I'm drunk and horny, and I thought I'd let you know. Yes, I like penis colada, rotten dick in the rain. I'll give you head at the movies as long as you do the same. My cooter shaved and it smells good, and it's all you can eat. So send me over your address and I'll come hop in your sheets. I was sitting there waiting. My wiener's hard as a rock.
My wiener's hard as a rock.
A car pulled into my driveway.
Car pulled into my driveway.
And then I heard a few knocks.
And then I heard a few knocks.
Well, Amber looked like she was strung out. Her face almost made me sick. But I haven't been late in so long that I said, let's make it quick. Gave her my penis colada. She said that she liked the brush. So I pushed her in the rib cage and shoved a candle in her butt. She said she wanted me to choke her, but when I
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Sorry, I was muted. What in the fuck is
that? There was some kinks going on in that song. I like that.
Yes, yes. It's not for me to
tell. McDonald's French fries.
But, yeah. I got some issues.
Tom, super pumped.
Okay. Super pumped. Get on with the news. Good for 3 minutes, Hope says. Yep. Rupert Holmes was the guy I was saying that it wasn't. I should have said.
Rupert.
Rupert Holmes. The story behind that song.
The live version. Is it? His live version is funny as hell because he starts playing the air guitar. It looks like he's such a dick.
But it's an interesting story how the song came about.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't have the... wasn't until he got the phraseology just right that it worked. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
It was something else for a long time.
But you know what? Look the guy up on the Wikipedia, man. He's a successful guy. He's like a novelist. He writes lots of shit. I mean, he's got a life going on. And he's known for that song.
He's not sitting around watching Beard Meets Food.
He originally called it Escape. And they said, no, you should call it the Peter Collins song. And he said, nope. And then they started telling him, you're going to be making millions. And all of a sudden, yeah, okay, Peter Collins song. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Whoop. Got my volume up there. Start off with a creepy, weird news story. How about this?
Yeah, creepy. Lay it on it.
A Kansas couple are charged with collecting a man's retirement, his Social Security checks, while keeping his body in their home for 6 years. So...
his dead body?
Yep.
Okay.
Found him in the back bedroom, mummified.
Okay.
And they were $215,000 fatter for the effort.
I told you a similar story of that with me, right? There was two guys and a girl. This was a while back when I was still living in Philadelphia. They actually kidnapped these mentally retarded people, elderly, and they kept them. And they were collecting it. I even met one. I used to hang around in front of this Wawa.
Nice.
So I went out smoking because I was living with mother there.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy several times. Then I see him on the news. He's one of the three guys that kept these people in the basement of their place.
That is some sick shit, man.
It is sick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess these people like the... the guy's son-in-law kept trying to call and stuff, why you can't come to the phone right now? They kept him, he died in 2016, so he's been dead a while.
This is recent? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, and they didn't find his body until, I guess this happened in 2022.
They don't need his dead body for this, don't they? Why didn't they get rid of it? Bury it or something?
Yeah. But then it would look like foul play. I don't know.
Yeah. As opposed to having a dead body for 8 years.
I don't know. He didn't come down for dinner that one night, and then we just kind of forgot about him. Shit. Fuck, man. I'm so embarrassed. I feel so bad.
It happened.
Yeah.
That's why there's erasers on pencils.
Yeah, so they finally found him in 2022, so that was, 6 years or something.
6 years, Jesus.
being charged or being sentenced today. So, yeah, good. Hope they cool their heels for a while, man. That, that deserves some sort of penalty, you know?
Wow.
Ford hopes they put the guy's corpse on ice. I think probably a good idea. All right. Police charge man with killing suburban Philly neighbor after feuding over defendant's loud snoring.
Oh, there we go. We were just talking about that last possum, aren't we? About the guy that shot somebody just for snoring on the Penn Warner book. Remember
okay.
We were talking about how Bogey didn't like that Folsom County Jail song. Yeah. There we go. Philly guy.
Philly guy. They'd argued over it, I guess, a few times.
Yeah.
Connecting wall, I guess, a duplex, you know, they were living.
Yep, yep. Some of those walls are thin, man. Row homes in Philly.
I lived a duplex for 30 years, man.
Uh-huh.
You get a sucky next door person.
Uh-huh.
But yoy. First guy I had next door was great.
Yeah.
Totally spoiled me, man. Always had uncool neighbors after that. Well, except for that one lady. One night, she offered to invite me over for wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I've got to be going.
That's such a Boy Scout, man.
Yeah.
I got to over and put the hard one to her.
Hey, I had some common sense. You knew something was wrong there. That probably would have led to something nasty.
I'm pretty sure that was the night she was in the hospital with number two son, having just given birth to the little bastard. Wow. Yeah, I mean, how low down would that be, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the wife's ain't coming home tonight. Hey. Yeah, can't be doing that shit. So anyway, these guys been arguing. One guy broke in the other guy's house, stabbed him. Stabbed him with like one of the military knives. He was pissed. He was
snoring.
He had come to kill. And that's what they know.
Snoring.
Unfortunately, we're joking, but man, they're just illustrate. It seems like maybe if. Is it a state of mind in this country that we're gearing towards violence all the time, or is it just that they report it all the time?
Good question. I say
Daddy Jean's here.
Daddy
He's got a show on Blog Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9. A night with Daddy G.
Night with Daddy G.
Right. All right. Thank you coming, sir. Did we talk about this one? The four men charged in theft of the $6 million gold toilet?
Ooh. Refresh my memory, because it sounds familiar. I think we did. Go ahead.
Okay. A fully functioning toilet valued at $4.8 million was stolen.
Uh-huh.
But they got it. They finally caught him and got it back. So the toilet's back where it belongs in the castle. They can make their boom booms in style.
There you go. Oh, Christ.
This is a weird thing. I wish they'd have come up with this a few years ago. A yogurt company is offering $10,000 for a one-month digital detox.
Digital detox?
Yeah. You got to lock your phone up for a month. Lock it in a box.
And a yogurt company still in this?
Yeah. You know, they're like, what are you, Swedes or something? Crazy European fucks. Yeah, these crazy Icelandic. Oh, no. Sorry. It's Icelandic style yogurt.
Okay.
Siggy's dairy. Maybe they are Icelandic.
Siggy's.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. They'll select some people to do it and...
I've been eating a lot of yogurt. Doctor has me on it because of the live bacteria is supposed to be good for my stomach.
Ah, yeah, your gut cultures and shit.
In fact, I even ordered pill form in, from Amazon that has 2 billion live bacteria in it.
Huh.
So I figured, you know, lay off the dopey yogurt.
That's weird.
I'm not a yogurt fan. And I pop that in every day. Yeah, what the hell? Apparently there's good bacteria. I don't know. Body's a mystery to me.
They give you a flip phone for a month with a paid SIM card.
Okay.
And but you got to keep your gym crack locked up. So we'll see, man. I can't live without the gym crack now, though.
Yeah, no one can. You know. And you held out the longest, didn't you?
Oh, jeez. I didn't get a flip phone till about 12, 13. I don't know when it was. I only did that because I got lost going to a gig and, well, pull over, call at the payphone.
Maybe
there's one on the other corner. Oh, boy.
Good luck there. Good luck there.
I'm in trouble. That was the day I said, I think I need to get a fucking flip phone. Yep. And again, then my son put me on his gym crack plan, so I've been gym cracking for how long? I kind of like a gym crack. Bought it for a while.
I got to get one of those GPSs. I got myself lost there Friday night.
Oh, you ain't got a GPS on there?
Nah.
Gym crack?
We had a major storm Friday, and I went into work and planning on leaving early because it was supposed to be nasty, but it was getting a little bit better, so I ended up staying all the way to 7 o'clock that night.
Huh.
So I'm figuring I'm not taking the back roads like I usually do to go home. You know, I want to take these main streets, you know, where there's that cloud.
Right.
So I went up the street road. I went to Maple Avenue, which is always paved. Road closed. I didn't know where the hell I followed the guy in front of me, which is a major rookie mistake, thinking he's going the same way. I went all over the place. I was completely lost. I was in these side roads, icy side roads. I was in the worst streets as possible. Finally, I went to a Wawa.
Thing on there? On your gym crack?
No. Well, I never bothered. Well, first of all, I had no place to pull over. I was wearing my yellow shaded glasses so I could see at night.
That's nightmarish.
I finally seen a Wawa, and I pulled over and asked. How do you get to Feasterville? She goes, where in Feasterville? I really don't give a fuck. So I'm anywhere in Feasterville. I said, street road. And she goes, oh, you're not far. Just take this street straight down. You see the Bucks Hotel, and you're right there. I went, holy shit.
Oh.
I got home safely. I ended up taking the roads that I avoided. I ended up taking them home. But that was a nightmare, man.
I'd go to MapQuest and print out the directions and shit.
Oh, yeah. I do that when I'm going someplace, yeah.
But now I got the gym crack tells me where to go. Except when I went down to Mikey's because he lives in where there's no signal.
Okay.
He's in a dead zone. So I made sure I printed out all the directions because I didn't know when I entered the dead zone. He's in the dead zone now. Boom, boom. All right. Moving right along. I wanted to tell Ford about this. This is really neato. There's this site called stathead.com, and you can compare baseball players against each other, like their career stats. And it runs all their stats. And I did Hall of Famer Jim Rice versus Dave Parker, not in the Hall of Fame. Dave Parker was better. He was fucking better.
There you go.
You got three silver sluggers to his two, three gold gloves. He's got none. Batting titles, two. MVP, they both have one. All-star, 7, 8. One dude, well, the other guy's got one more all-star. Big deal. And David G. Parker's got two world championship rings, baby.
There you go.
He's a bad motherfucker. I love
David. Start a campaign, man. Get him in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, there's a bunch of people. Bunch of people trying to get that that guy in the Hall of Fame. Oh, he's not well. It would be so fucking cool to.
Yeah, before he kicks. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He deserves it, man. That guy was a fucking monster. He could hit the ball. All right. And he could, man, he had a cannon of an arm. There's a great shot of him in one of the All-Star games, and he didn't get a hit that night. But he earned his paycheck because this guy's rounding third, and he just guns him out at home like a bullet. Bam! Right to the catcher. The guy was dead on arrival at home plate. It was one of the most amazing throws I've ever seen in my life. That was a fiend. All right.
Oh.
A contractor remodeling a bathroom finds a grenade behind the tub.
Oh!
Yeah. Called the bomb squad. And it was inert. Just a World War II souvenir. So. I don't know how it got behind the tub, but...
Yeah, that's what made it so suspicious.
Yeah. It's kind of... What the hell's going on here, man? All right. Let's see, we got escaped cows in Melbourne, Australia. A pig on the run in the snow in Richmond, Kentucky. Oh, here's some weird shit, man. A six-legged dog. Six-legged spaniel. Got his extra limbs removed. And he's adjusting well to life on four paws. And that's like the cutest dog
for him.
In life. Poor guy was had these extra legs just getting in his way.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the other dogs making fun of him?
Yeah.
Hey, six legs.
Well, here's one. We could use this for the poop story. Where is this at? In Rome, Italy. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I tell that big brother. Holy moly. They are going to collect DNA from all the dogs, and then they're going to find out what dog's been pooping on the street.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's true. They're going to, you got to register your dog or there's a fine, and then, you know.
They take a sample of each dog, huh?
Yeah.
The DNA.
They find the poo. It's you.
Okay.
You're it.
Buckle down, man. Can't have that shit on the road.
They're serious about dogs. They're serious about their dog poop in Rome, man. All right. All right. Oh, there we go. We don't have many records tonight. Quiet week. Record. Where's my music for the records, man? Oh, here we go. All right. Well, Applecheek says they won't find Lucy's poop.
There you go.
Up every time. Like a good girl shit. All right. The world's oldest dog title is under review. The reigning world's oldest dog died. He lived 30 years and 266 days. So,
That poor thing.
Wow. 1992. How old would that make him?
There you go. 31? 32?
Wow. Okay, so he's the oldest. He claims to be the oldest dog now, 32. Oh, weird.
That poor thing. They should zap him. He's
well,
got to be walking around like dead.
He's still walking around and
tennis
still
balls?
Go out and poo. I mean, what the hell?
Okay.
You know, that's when I pulled the string on Ted. It was like, you know, he's having trouble getting up and, you know, just time, man, you know. I can't get around. He's not having any fun. He doesn't look like
What's
he's having fun
with?
For about a year.
What's the scoop on the new pup? You getting one?
Still thinking about it.
Okay. No hurry.
Still thinking. All right, a German man broke a Guinness record when he downed a cup of coffee in 3.12 seconds.
Yeah.
It's got to be a mug of Java that is hot and steaming.
Oh, Jesus.
So you got to chug, he's chugging hot coffee. So
yeah.
And he broke the previous record by 0.05 seconds. Oh,
okay.
Bet you that guy pissed off.
God damn.
Yeah. Wowie. All right.
I'm drinking hot coffee now. I can't do too many guzzling.
I got some more poop stories, though.
A man
was trapped in a bathroom on a Spice Jet flight.
Yeah.
Across.
Oh. Yeah.
Malfunctioned to the door. The door got locked. He couldn't get out. They sent him a note. Do not panic. That would start to get to you after a while. Don't you think you're like an hour flight and.
I think the note would get me to panic even faster.
I am locked in this very tiny, tiny space. Okay. This qualifies. A zoo.
Yeah.
Zoo is this? Zoos in New York and Texas are offering for Valentine's Day. Gifts such as the rights to name cockroaches. I don't know why you'd want to name a cockroach, but knock yourself out. And they're also offering a candle bearing the scent of hippo poop as a potential Valentine's gift for someone special.
There you go.
Poop is the cologne of the hippo world and is used to impress potential mates. Candles are made by the Pinky Candle Company. Scented to resemble the odor of the dung dropped by Timothy, the zoo's male hippo. What a great job that was. Yeah, what's your assignment? Well, candles smell like hippo shit.
Oh, that's going to be a seller.
All right. I kind of want one.
So do I. Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mickey, conversation piece.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is that smell? Hey, there's a start.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Baby, how? You say you thought to have a
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. About 10
all
more
right.
times.
There you go.
Man, oh, wow,
fun.
That was great.
Yeah, what was the name of that one?
That was called You've Been Canceled.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. Feel sorry for the Commodore. It's a pity. Pity song. You know, and I'm like, I was, you know, in a list, I'm like, man, this is badass.
Uh-huh.
Who did this? Irma Franklin. And I went, well, if she's any relation to Aretha Franklin, because she sure as hell sing like her, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's her big sister.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Shit.
Who knew?
Yeah. Damn.
So, you've been canceled. I said it was appropriate.
I wonder if that's from that new show, They're All Relatives or something like that. It's a new, yeah, you ever hear of it? I've seen previews of it. They bring
this
on relatives of rock stars to sing, and you got to get to who you're related to.
Oh, I don't
to
know. This is like old Motown shit. She was a
good deal.
She's an artist
own.
In her own.
Good.
I caught that thing where the Eminence Front was posting my little sister's shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he played it. He played it on
played it on the show.
The Gumby Loves Jazz cool. section of the television show, yeah.
Sweet.
Or the radio show.
Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
he
cool.
didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had it on my page, and he just played it on the radio.
Oh. Right. You posted it on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we got a hold of it, yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Peep, 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 peep. Well, I'm not Facebook friends with her anymore. Nah, I think I can fix this. I don't know.
I hope you can. So you just get everything back together. Yep.
Make
all
life easy.
Fuck. I'm still wondering who names the hippo Timothy. It's been bothering me.
Maybe they had a...
Timothy.
Timothy Hippo.
Yeah, there you go. He looks like a Timothy to me.
He's a dandy hippo, that's why. Called Timothy. He's a dandy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So we got a really short yodel tonight.
Oh, okay.
It's super short. So we're going to play the introduction will be longer than the actual yodel. Here we go.
As we enter the third segment of our show, I'd like to do something that's strictly for my own benefit and not for yours. It helps me get me in the right frame of mind because it's totally and completely absurd.
That chick is weird, man. She sure enough is. What the heck was her name? If I had it on the thing, on the file. Yes. Cassidy Rose Graves.
Okay.
And she's a strange one. Alrighty.
I'd really like the intro.
Well, that was Oingo Boingo.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. The intro is Oingo Boingo.
Good. Keep that one going.
Alrighty. Well, they've wasted just about enough time with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thanks for accepting my Facebook friend requests, everyone.
Dang it. I'm glad you got back on there, even if it's a temporary page.
Well, I hope it is.
I'm not good at this. Posting this shit. You know, I couldn't post on Grenache.
Oh.
I couldn't share it on Grenache. When I went to share it, it said, I could share the messengers and do something else and the groups. No pages. That's why I sent it over to Possum Undercover.
Huh.
But then when I tried to do it manually, you know, by coffee, I tried to I copied the link and went right to Grenache. And all it did was just the link came up like super big and no pictures or anything on it.
Hmm.
So I just erased it. That. So there you go.
That's probably part of it.
Good to your back. Yeah,
I guess Glorp is more or less disabled for now because I have to approve any posts.
Ah, yeah, there you go. And Glorp was yours from the beginning, right?
No.
Now someone else said, I thought
that was a Chris-O. I inherited that from Chris-O.
I actually inherited the Possum Undercover from Chris-O. Both
I inherited that from Chris-O as well, yeah.
Oh, both of them. Oh, okay.
Yep.
But Undercover's still going. I don't get that.
For some reason. Well, yeah, because I don't know.
Well, that's Facebook for you.
What are you going to do? Rolling Rock. All right, man. Oh, shit. Guess we'll beam out of here and get the fuck going, huh? All right. The transporter warmed up there. You ready? Okay, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And energize!
Say hey, Mr. Bartender. Please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack of gold. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, yes, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. I don't have a dime to pay my rent. I ain't no gonna worry though. Well, I got time for one more round and a six pack to go.
So long, suckers!
Missed it by that much.
There you go.
Come
Good show.
I like... Yeah, it's some good ones, man.
Yeah.
I just went... I went... a lot of them, I just, like, went, well, fuck, man, I've got all these... I have, like, several folders full of tunes that I never played.
Uh-huh.
Downloaded from you and Ford and shit, and just never got into the show, you know? And they're just sitting there. And I'm like, let's go through those, see what I got.
Clap them on, baby.
Yeah. That's where the A-Bomb Bop came from.
Uh-huh. The A-Bomb Bop.
You're going to the eye doctor tomorrow.
I got to make an appointment. I finally got the recommendation from my doctor. And now I got to call him. Go.
Good. Yeah.
Tomorrow I
got
to give blood. Got to do the old blood thing.
I hate that.
Yeah.
The blood guy they had down where I go retired. He was so good.
Yeah.
Happy to hear he retired, man. And speaking of which, I do have to make an appointment with them because I'm going to run out of my prescription.
Oh.
Maybe they'll just relax and just go, been on that shit for how long? Another 12 months. See you then.
How's
I in the box last
doing?
Year.
Is it doing all right?
What's that?
How's your high blood pressure doing?
Pretty good. I mean, I'm staying where my doctor, who, you know, isn't there anymore, told me that I should keep it at, so...
Okay.
I take the low-dose aspirin, so I'm not really that fucked up.
Right,
a lot
good.
Of people with a lot worse problems than the old gum.
Yep. Pedia, Gumby over here.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, man. Imagine having diarrhea for 3 months.
Yay. Yeah, I've been on a cold streak myself lately, so.
Eh?
All right, man. Okay. I guess we'll do it again next week, man.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Some more.
Go for it.
I was going to make espresso.